You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
A human rights caravan made up by international and local observers, human rights advocates, journalists, teachers, and members from different organizations on their way to San Juan Copala Municipality, Oaxaca State, Mexico, was ambushed on Tuesday by a group of gunmen. As a result, two people were killed and at least six people are missing. Human rights activist Beatriz Cariño, Betty, was one of the people murdered. She was director of Cactus Organization and member of the National Coordination Team of the Mexican Network of People Affected by Mining, REMA. Yuri Jacola, Finnish observer, was also murdered. In addition, a Belgian observer and at least three members of the organization Vocal and two journalists who had joined the caravan are still missing. The goal of this international action was to break the siege established in Triqui Autonomous Community as a consequence of the state and paramilitary repression against the process being carried out by the community to gain autonomy. Betty Cariño was well known by the local organizations, and her death caused the rejection of several people at national and international level. One of the members of the caravan called by Vocal and the Assembly of Peoples from Oaxaca, Daniel Arellano, was interviewed by Real World Radio. In addition to demanding Oaxaca authorities to find the people missing, Arellano called the international community and organizations to express their rejection against this new violent episode against human rights activists. "We blame the government of Ulises Ruiz for these crimes and for the armed attack against the caravan," said Arellano. Because of the siege, since January, children from San Juan Copala Municipality cannot attend school, and the community does not have access to electricity, drinking water, healthcare, and they have to suffer permanent attacks by paramilitary officers, he concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.